You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So then I spoke to Claire Amos, principal at Albany Senior High School, about the overhaul of the NCA examination system. The overhaul includes increasing end-of-year examinations and allowing students to achieve a required 20 credits as early as Year 7. So I started by asking her what her objections to the overhaul of NCA are.
My overall objections of the package as they stand at the moment is they actually seem like a step backwards in terms of the philosophical direction and where they're going. And also I think they're presenting a few really neat positive parts of the package, and yet they don't seem to have really explored the unintended consequences that some of the other changes present.
Okay, so the changes that are going to be implemented that the government has announced are different to the ones that were previously recommended. What do you think about the changes?
I think it's a real shame. I think we started off with a ministerial advisory group that put some really innovative and creative and future-focused suggestions and opportunities on the table. I recognise that they weren't perfect, that they also had some challenges about them, and that there's always going to be a process whereby we put recommendations forward in terms of what we feel about each of their opportunities and ideas presented. So, for example, one of the suggestions was to have project-based learning as an assessment at one of the levels, and it was presented in a way that it would have been compulsory, and I understand that upset a lot of people and sent them into a bit of a spin and a bit of a panic about where we were going with NCA, and I think that could have been addressed in a number of ways. What has been really disappointing is that there was then a principals or professional advisory group that was formed, and that was formed because there was a group of possibly more conservative, more traditional principals that were upset at what the first group had presented. And I'm a little bit sort of disheartened that that second group seems to have taken the recommendations, you know, backwards in many ways.
Can I just ask you, what did you like about the current NCA system? Did you think it was flawed at all?
I actually think any system can be improved. I believe actually for the most part it was the teachers and educators and schools' mindsets that need to be changed, because NCA as it stands at the moment is an incredible assessment framework, and it's incredible because it's innately flexible and contextualisable, and you can deliver it in so many different ways. And I think about schools like us and many schools across the country that are starting to do really creative and responsive contextualised teaching and learning and assessment. And you can do that in the present system. And actually, I think we're only just learning how to take advantage of NCA as it stands at the moment. And it feels like just when we're moving ahead, we're seeing changes introduced that will actually make it harder for NCA to be mixed and matched and flexible and responsive. And I'm also really disappointed that we missed the opportunity to genuinely cut down the amount of assessment that our young people are doing. So at present, you need 80 credits at level 1, 80 credits at level 2, and 80 credits at level 3 to get NCA. But you actually you're allowed to take 20 credits from the credit the year level below and take it with you. So you actually only at present need 60 credits to get level 2 and level 3 if you have done some credits at the level below. So they're pitching this model and these changes as a reduction in the amount of assessment and the amount of credits being delivered. In fact, it isn't. They've changed NCA here on forwards and the recommendations to be 60 credits at level 1, level 2 and level 3. But they've removed the possibility of taking and carrying over 20 credits from the level below. So, in fact, it makes no difference whatsoever. And even at level 1, where you could argue it's been reduced, they've added on these really weird externally assessed literacy and numeracy requirements of an extra 20 credits that you have to do to even get NCA at any level. And what I'm really concerned about is they're suggesting you can do it as early as Year 7. Now, one of my really big concerns is that our young people are assessed too much already and they're engaging in high-stakes assessment too often. We had the opportunity to get rid of one of those levels of NCA. We had the opportunity to really genuinely reduce the amount of credits that they could do. And we also had the opportunity to maintain the flexibility we have at present. We haven't done any of those things.
Do you think there is a chance, though, that having less assessment lets kids off kind of easy? Do you think that NCEA can compete with other systems like Cambridge and IB?
Absolutely, because I think it's about working with our teachers and our schools to make sure that the courses and how they assess are robust and that they're actually really future-focused. I would actually think there's a lot about NCEA. They're a better fit for where the world's going, the world of work, and where technology is going. Our accreditation system, I don't know if you hear people talking about the world is moving to like micro-credentialing and the idea that you're going to learn lots of little blocks of skills and knowledge, and you do that throughout your life and you can retrain and you know, get prepared for any career that you do at any given time. In a sense, NCEA has the potential to become a complete menu of micro-credentials. You know, we could do work reviewing the actual standards, which is about to happen anyway, to make sure that every achievement standard offered is actually relevant and valuable and challenging assessment and reflects meaningful teaching and learning. But, you know, I think we didn't need to do what we have done at present in that package. You know, if anything, we're stepping back away from a really flexible, future-focused version of NCEA. And I worry that what we've done is we've taken simplistic ideas, i.e. making each NCEA achievement standard bigger and worth more credits, like that's going to reduce workload, and actually they haven't explored the unintended consequences. At the moment, there is a whole big menu of different standards from across subject areas that you can actually use as a bit of a buffet. You can pick and mix to create really interesting courses. Whilst you could still potentially do that under the suggested packages, because the standards are so large, it actually becomes really difficult to make up more integrated, flexible courses for our young people. And if each standard is worth a lot more credits, that is also really stressful for our young people, because if they miss out on a 6-credit standard, it's going to take them sort of half a term worth of work to try and make up for that. So it's not that all hope is lost, because the reality is educators who are creative and care about their young people will make it work. I just think it's a shame that we're stepping into a model that seems to make the stuff that we're trying to do at the moment harder and not easier.
I just want to ask, do you think that focusing on sort of micro skills doesn't really target what education is supposed to be about, as in it doesn't really focus on teaching as much as it possibly could, rather focusing on work assets?
Yeah, but there's different ways you can address that. You know, NCEA is not the New Zealand curriculum. The New Zealand curriculum is where you can talk about the essential bodies of knowledge and the skills that our young people should be learning. You know, NCEA shouldn't be what's dictating programs. But unfortunately, in secondary schools, it often becomes a bit of a proxy for the curriculum. And so, yes, you do need to make sure that, you know, there are some parameters and there's some expectations. Maybe there's some, you know, compulsory standards that we all do to ensure that they get their literacy and numeracy and whatever we deem is really important teaching and learning and assessments. But I don't think we need to do that by removing the flexibility and the range of opportunities we've got at present.
So what do you think that students want from their education systems?
I think they want to know that they're being set up for life. They want to know that they're getting the skills, the knowledge, the competencies and the attributes that they need. Firstly, I guess, to get into wherever they want to go next. So whether it be going off into an apprenticeship or into a university pathway, or increasingly we're seeing young people that are heading off to be self-managing sort of entrepreneurial type roles. So I guess they want to know that they're getting the skills and the knowledge that they need to success immediately when they leave school, but also the feedback that we're getting from our students, but also the families, is that they also need to develop sort of life skills. So looking at, you know, financial literacy, understanding about health and well-being and citizenship, and, you know, succeeding in whatever career and pathway that they want to take. You know, and they also want to be enjoying it. You know, school shouldn't be something that you're suffering through. School should be, you know, a really creative, exciting time in your life where you can explore many different pathways. I don't want school to be about the basics. I want to be about the basics and then all of the other stuff that they're passionate about. And I do worry that where we're going is going to have the unintended consequence of us with it going back to a really focused sort of basic curriculum. We don't want to lose the creativity and all of those different avenues and opportunities that are present in the current NCA framework. And I worry that we might if we make each of those standards really big and we start talking about, you know, sort of having to focus on more traditional subjects.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.